I want you to start with me in 2 Corinthians in chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient to think we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
Amen.
Who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. You see what a minister of the New Testament is there. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. One of the most amazing things, beloved, really is to read your Bible without the doctrinal spectacles that have been placed on you since you were 10 years old, or something like that. And just read the Bible. And when you read, say, let's start, shall we, at the Acts of the Apostles. That's right, after the Holy Ghost had come. You will find, with one accord, they did exactly what this man writing this letter says. They ministered Christ. You see, he says, Christ, verse 3, ministered by us. Christ ministered by us. What a tremendous thing this is. You see, they didn't go out preaching salvation. Read the Acts of the Apostles and see. They didn't go out preaching deliverance. Read the Acts of the Apostles and see. This is the only thing you have. You don't know in any other way. You can only know by reading the Acts of the Apostles. They went out and they didn't preach going to heaven or particularly being saved from hell. Read the Acts of the Apostles and see. You take Peter in chapter 2 of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3 of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4 of the Acts of the Apostles. Before you go to bed tonight, read through the Acts of the Apostles and see if you don't believe. That's right. Chapter 5 of the Acts of the Apostles. And wherever you go through, chapter 7 of the Acts of the Apostles, which was a great sermon, if you like, by Stephen. A deacon, that's all he was. Bless him. I wish we had a lot of deacons like that today. And whether you go through 8... wherever you go, you'll find that they did not preach salvation. They didn't preach justification. You see, they mentioned these things, that's all. They didn't preach sermons on justification. They mentioned these things. That's all they did. They preached Christ. Amen. And there, beloved, in a short compass of 5 minutes, whilst we've been thinking of these things, we see the difference between the early church and the present day church. They preached Christ.
Amen.
In fact, they did more than preach Christ. They ministered Christ. The whole entire glorious Christ. This started in me. I don't know what we were doing about 10 minutes ago, but before Brother sang, oh yes, when I said I'm going to talk to you, and then the heat went off, or something like that. And This rose in me when we were there, and God was saying to me, and I nearly prophesied it out, but I realized it was substance I should enlarge to you in this tremendous thing of God. That, you see, God was saying to me, I received my son completely from the grave. He didn't rise partially. It wasn't a part of him. I have him entirely, he said. He has the marks of him. He has the holes of him on him. He has the evidence of the cross upon him. But it's the entire, complete Christ. Now, isn't this just the trouble? You'll find that before they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, these same men, these apostles, when they followed Jesus Christ on the earth, you will find that they went out when Jesus commissioned them to go out and heal the sick and cleanse the leper and raise the dead and preach the kingdom of God. They went and preached the kingdom of God. And they went and preached, so you'll find, if you read your Gospels, I won't tell you where to find it. I want to make you Bible readers, not listeners to me trotting out references. Because I can only trot out the references because I read the Bible, you see. That's how it comes. And you see, you'll find that they went out and preached that men ought to repent. They went out and preached repentance as an entrance into the kingdom of God. But after the Holy Ghost has come, they went and preached Christ. Do you see this? Is it sinking in? Here, our beloved, is the whole of the trouble. You've got men today preaching the baptism. You've got men today preaching healing. And these are all necessary things, doubtless. And beloved, at times, one, because of the ignorance that there is upon the face of the earth, and we've got to face this thing, people do need some instruction. But beloved, these people went out and preached Christ. You say they went out and preached the gospel. That's right. Well, let's see what the gospel is. We'll turn to 1 Corinthians. And in the 15th chapter, we can read it. Moreover, brethren, he says, I declare unto you the gospel. Here it is. The gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached, what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Or last of all, he was seen of me. Nothing about justification, sanctification, heaven and hell and repentance, is there? Him! This is the gospel. Him! It's all him. Him! Him! Christ! He! There you are. He says, I'm declaring the gospel to you. There it is. Has the penny dropped? Isn't this the tragedy, beloved? People are going out preaching little bits, partial things, and people believe them and they come to the thing that they hear preached, and they never come to the great, whole, vital Christ. And then you see they've got to have about five more experiences, bits and pieces, to patch them and make them up to the whole thing. That's right. That's the tragedy that to which God is opening the eyes of some of us, I trust. For he says that if you're going to be a real minister of the New Testament, not a minister of the words of the New Testament, or the book called the New Testament, You've got to be a minister of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3, I'm back there. You are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. What a tremendous thing this is. He says we are not sufficient as of ourselves to think we can't do this. Our sufficiency is of God. And so, beloved, you see this tremendous thing, that you all, at least, I trust all of you, many of you that are in this room tonight, you are the epistles of Christ. I would love to say you all are, but I mustn't be too sweeping. I don't at all want to be too belittling. But here is the great truth. You are, he said, when he wrote to these Corinthians, you are the epistles of Christ ministered by us. Our letters. See? This man was an embodiment of Jesus Christ. He ministered that Christ. And he ministered that Christ to them. It was as simple as that. It was all done. The real Christ in the Spirit that for 33 years was manifest in the flesh on the earth. He was like that before he was manifest. He's like it since he's been manifest. The Christ in the Spirit, after the Spirit. Amen. As he ever was, as he is, as he ever shall be, the real glorious Christ that was manifest on the earth and people called him Jesus of Nazareth. But he's ever been the same. And this one is to be ministered by the Spirit. Through your Spirit and my Spirit, all beloved, it's to have this great complete Christ. If only our hearts can lay hold of this. All of Christ. Amen. Think that now, over 12 months. How many doctrinal, angular, circular sermons have you preached? Little bits and pieces. They've been much educated in the mind. Eh? Say, yeah, I believe that, I believe that. Praise God. But have you ministered Christ to them? Hey? Have you ministered Christ? The Christ! The entire Christ! Some people, they've got a marvellous collection of the bits they've got over the years. That's right. But the Christ, my beloved, this is your ministry. This is your ministry, my brother. When you go, this is your ministry. The Christ. And don't you dare come down off that. Right. Hallelujah. Is it a marvelous thing that we can minister Christ?
Amen.
Christ. Think of it. Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
When this grips my heart and I think of the immensity of this precious thing, you see. We're not ministers of salvation. The Bible doesn't tell us we're ministering to minister salvation. If you ever find it, write and tell me. You say, well, by implication it does. Sure, but that's only something that Christ brings in when he comes. Jesus Christ is salvation.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is salvation. It isn't a work of salvation that he's done. It wasn't salvation that was nailed on the cross, it was Christ. It was Jesus, beloved. Oh, may God forgive us for the partial little tidbits kind of things that we've been preaching, some of us, and bring us into this mighty revelation of the truth. Without which, beloved, you'll only spread the little tiny thing, you see, because the people you minister to, they're your epistles. They're the things that are written on your hearts. Amen. To see the radiant glory of Jesus Christ indwelling a man and a woman. To see him there. That's it. Oh, think of him. You see, John was on Patmos, and he saw him. He saw the Christ. But you see, when the Bible students get out of the book of the Revelation, they keep on ministering on prophecy. I saw Christ, he said. He said he told me to write all this. Everybody misses Christ, and they go on the riders on the horsebacks. As though they're at a circus or something. You see, beloved, it's Christ. Don't you see it's Christ? Praise God. God forbid that I should ever do anything else but minister Christ. God break me, God take me. If I should cease to do anything else but minister Christ, what's the use of anything else? What's the use of it all? Eh? You'll get people up in a half-baked experience. Don't know where they are, whether they're going or whether they're coming. Old Paul said this in verse 6. He said, God has made us able ministers of the New Testament. Glory. Or of the New Covenant.
Hallelujah.
The New Covenant is Christ. He said, the new covenant's in my blood. That's where it is. Amen. Didn't say it was in a book. He said it was in my blood.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. It's a tremendous thing. And God has released unto us the blood of the covenant, beloved. Oh, that all the glorious life of Jesus Christ might come into us. And you know as sure as anything, where this Christ is ministered and where the Spirit of God is ministering, you find one thing, that people's faces get cleared. And we're not as Moses, who put veils over our faces of any kind. You see, whether they be the veils of Purda or whether they be the veils of deception, we don't put veils on our faces, we don't cloud our faces. They're all clear. When this gospel's ministered, everything's clear. And I tell you, this is what happens. They start to shine with glory. That's right. Clear, uncovered, unveiled. A man's face is the transparent repetition of his heart, reproduction of his heart. So that you look on a man's countenance and you see his heart. Look into his eyes and you see down into his soul. That's right. That's what God is wanting. There's nothing to hide. This is the ministration. You running away and hiding and doing that, it's never reached you yet, no matter what you believe. This is it. This is the infallible truth. This is the untarnished word. This is that, beloved, which cannot be changed. It's God. Amen. Do you always see where people have been receiving the ministry of Christ? Anything else is a ministration of death. You can see it on their faces, you know. Saints.
It's there, beloved. You may have a battle-scarred face. It may be jagged and terrible, beloved, by battle or by bruising. But glory be to God. I tell you, you see a man that's had this glorious ministration to his heart. Let's look at dear old Stephen. Here he is. He's had this Christ ministered to him. And let's get right down on the book. Let's not change one iota. Let's say, oh well, such and such a book says so and so, and such a book says so and so. Here's a book that says this. And this is God's book. And this man, Stephen, it says in verse 5 of chapter 6 of the Acts of the Apostles, he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. This was wonderful. Look at verse 8. Stephen, full of faith and power. Oh, glory. He did great wonders and miracles amongst the people. And in verse 10, when they'd been trying to argue with Stephen at the end of verse 9, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. See that? He spake by the Spirit. Oh, glory. You see, this was the ministry of the new covenant. The ministry of the Spirit. He spoke by the Spirit. His words are not written in the Bible. A lot of words have been spoken by the Spirit that haven't been put into inspired writ. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, we have sufficient here. Glory be to God. And he spoke by the Spirit in this precious. Eh? And he said all sorts of things. And in verse 15, whilst this was carrying on, they sat in the council and they looked steadfastly on him. And they saw such glory on his face. They said, it's the face of an angel. It's the only way they could describe it. There you are. Unveiled face. Oh, glory. When a man speaks by the Spirit, he becomes incandescent. His face almost becomes transparent. You can see through his face into glory and into heaven. And glory is something tremendous. Glory is something indescribable. It's there. It's fire. It's love. It's compassion. It's sacrifice, it's honor, it's praise, it's everything, it's all woven in together. Glory, glory, glory. That's what it is. It's a man who's drinking and eating at God's table. It's a man who's got Christ in him. It's a man who's discovered the secret of everything. It's a man that's alive with the life of God. It's a man who looks into heaven and sees Jesus. It's a man who looks all around him and nothing can disturb him. That's him. Glory on his face. Glory on his countenance. They think an angel's come down among them. They think an angel's come down among them. Why, he'd been talking of the angel that appeared to Moses in the bush, and his face began to shine like that glorious being who'd never known the curses of earth nor the terrors of sin. He began to shine like one who'd never known sin. He began to shine like a glorious one who'd never even had to be redeemed. So pure, so holy. That's a man. Glory be to God. Yeah, that's him. They looked on his face. Sin had gone. Duplicity had gone. Deceit had gone. Fears had gone. The night had gone. Hell had gone. Self had gone. They sense an angel. It's an angel. Praise God. Radiant glory upon his countenance that made him translucent and shine like God, like the one in the burning bush. And it says, he never said a word till they let him speak. The high priest said, "Are these things so?" He starts to talk. This is how he starts. The God of glory appeared. Oh, praise God! You see, that's how he started. The God of glory appeared. See where he was living.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Christ had been ministered to him by these blessed apostles.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No man's an apostle if he can't minister Christ. No man. It isn't works that make an apostle. It isn't an ability to found a church that makes an apostle. Makes a man apostle when he can minister the Christ.
Amen.
It isn't the gifts he has or the works he does. It's the ministry. Hallelujah. Oh, this thing that's burning in his soul. This one that's taken possession of him. This one that's come to be in his being. What it's all about, beloved. Isn't a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a bit of justification plus sanctification, and a little bit of edification, and I don't know what. These are all words, they're necessary words. But Jesus Christ, amen, wasn't a bit of the anointing plus something else. God save us out of this stuff that's like the London Charivari punch. Little bits and pieces here. Stories garnered from there. This bit and that bit and a cartoon or two. Hallelujah. We got... That's right, beloved. It's Christ. It's Christ. As he is. It's the Christ. Ministered by a man. Hallelujah. Oh, wonder of wonders. Christ. Ministered by a man. That's better than Jesus being born of Mary.
Amen.
That everybody wants to make a fuss about. Christ ministered by a man. But Christ was never born of Mary. In that sense, it was Jesus that was born of Mary. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He was born king. But when a man, he said, here's the gospel. He didn't start with the manger. He didn't start with the earthly life of Jesus. He never mentioned the earthly life of Jesus. Here's the gospel that I received, first of all, he said. This was the first thing that I received to be my ministry. He puts that because also in the Corinthian letter he said, I also received, and then he tells you that, how he received the instructions about the Lord's Supper. But he said, first... Then the also's come after. He said, this is what I receive first of all. Amen. And this is the gospel. Listen to it. Listen to it. We'll go on and look at it again. So that we've got it deep into our hearts. Because we've got such memories that they soon forget. He told them, you've got to keep in mind the things I've preached to you. Keep in mind. These things, he says this, I delivered unto you first of all, verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 15, I received how that Christ died, not Jesus was born, amen, Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and see how he goes, he starts at the cross. Hallelujah. Christ, glory, ministered by us. Isn't it a glorious thing? Hey, isn't it a glorious thing? And it's this that makes him then say, I am what I am. In his heart, he had a letter written. He says, you are our letters. You are our letters. There's a thing, beloved, that God wants us to understand. Jesus Christ is the Word, and with that Word you can write every letter. Covers every other letter in the every word in its vocabulary. Christ! 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 This man must be a Christian. That's the thing. Ministers by the Spirit. Amen. There isn't any other gospel.
There isn't any other gospel.
Hallelujah. I go back to Acts of the Apostles. I go down to the end of this 7th chapter. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Amen.
He says in chapter 7, verse 53, let's start at 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have now been the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Praise God.
He had a face like an angel.
They received the law by the disposition of angels. But they'd been under some angelic ministry, these people. God had visited them in some wonderful ways. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open. I said that earlier, that the heavens are open, brother.
Glory.
And the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He's still standing there with the stones crashing into him, steadfastly looking up into heaven. Somehow that shining face house was the countenance of a stout heart. Praise God, he stood there steadfast in all this death that was being hurled at him. They never knocked him off course, these stones. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when he got through, he knelt down there. He wasn't knocked down. He knelt down there, just like Jesus in all his blessed majesty. And he said, Lord Jesus, don't lay this sin to their charge. And he said, you receive my spirit, Lord. Amen. Jesus was on his feet. Precious. You know, beloved, in the Hebrews letter, chapter 2, we read this tremendous word. What is man, verse 6, that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Stephen, he attained unto the angelic face the glory shone on his face. He was made a little lower than the angels. Man, he didn't very far to go for your face to shine like an angel. Only a little lower. Praise God. A little lower. And Jesus has come to lift us up higher than the angels.
Amen. Amen.
Precious and glorious thing, beloved. Yes. Our face should glow and burn with the very glory of God in the marrow of our bones, I was going to say. It says that he was crowned with glory and honor, and he was set over the works of his hands, and so on. And it says in verse 9, we see Jesus. And then in verse 10, it says, after telling us that he was made to taste death for every man, it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. In the Bible, this is the first son that went to glory after Jesus, Stephen. Amen. My,
What a heredity. Jesus went up. Jesus went up, hallelujah. And the next man went up there in the train of Jesus. His face was shining like an angel's. He was there, beloved. He was there. The glory was shining in him. Christ had been manifest in him. That's the next son that went from this earth after the first great son went. Who follows in his train? Hey, who follows in his train? Praise him. Yes. Yes, you see, he had the same spirit in him. The glory shone on his face. I'd have loved to have seen the face of Jesus, wouldn't you, in resurrection, when he stood there on that mountain before he went to heaven, before he ascended. I'd love to have seen Stephen's face, wouldn't you? But we can't see the face of Jesus as it was then, and we can't see the face of Stephen, but I can see yours. I can see yours. Oh, the misery that's etched into people's faces. The hardness, the torment, the hell, the darkness, the deception, etched into their faces. Yeah. Glory be to God. Oh, Stephen stood there.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. They've been blaspheming him, lying against him, paid people to tell lies about him. And he was just waiting there, and all in his heart he was doing. He was waiting for them to give him a chance to speak. He says, "The God of glory appeared!" It passed out of him! Glory in his soul! The God of glory appeared!
Glory to God.
What do you think? What's going on in your heart when you stand under conditions like this? If ever you did. The God of glory appeared, he said. Glory. Glory. No wonder his face was shining. See what he was thinking of in his soul. He wasn't praying for deliverance. Oh, God. Of course, someone ought to have come and given him a magazine which told him if he'd had enough faith, he needn't have got stoned, or something like that. I hope they're all the sorts of things that you don't believe. Hallelujah. Some people have got so much faith, in quotes, that they escape it all the blessedness that God wants to give them. Amen. And God did this tremendous thing. God ministers Christ. God ministers Christ to men and women. And if Christ isn't coming through you by the Spirit, beloved, you've got nothing to preach about. Nothing. Nothing. So you'll get lovely sermons up out of the Bible. That's what you'll do. I never read that Stephen had a Bible in his hand. Oh, he had glory in his soul. Oh, I never read. I don't believe he'd ever read the Epistle to the Romans. He knew anything about the Reformed doctrine, brother. Glory! Not even as preached by the doctor. But he had Jesus, beloved. He had Jesus. He had the Christ. He had the Christ. Glory to God, he ministered the Christ. He came through. His face shone with it. His body throbbed with it. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and he knelt down as though he was by his own bedside. There it made no difference to him. Perhaps he shifted a stone or two away with his foot and then knelt down and said, Lord, Lord, you see? And he fell asleep. He didn't die.
No, couldn't.
He just fell asleep. Glory. Anybody can sleep when they got glory in their soul.
No,
gets a bit exciting first time you get it, so you might stay awake all night, but you'll get used to it. Amen. That's right, Ron, isn't it? I remember taking him up a cup of tea in the morning when he got the glory, and he was on the floor wrapped up in a blanket. I said, "What are you doing there, dear?" He said, "I couldn't stop in bed. I thought I'd lose it." So he wrapped himself in a blanket. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You see, one trying to be a full-grown preacher, he was acting like the baby he was. That lovely, lovely. Amen. He was a baby in this. You won't be a baby. Don't you come in as a full-grown man. Hallelujah. God crucify you out of the way. Amen. Come in as a man, as a baby. Glory God. Christ is being ministered here. You say, what does this man more minister? Does he minister the new birth? He ministers Christ.
That's right. Glory to God.
That's right. Does he minister deliverance? No, no. I deny it. I wouldn't be bothered. Nothing so low. Christ ministered by us. Says old Paul, ministered by us. Glory is here when Christ really comes through. Of course the bondages break. Of course the devils flee. Of course Satan has to quit when Christ comes through. He got out of the way quick enough when Jesus was on the earth. Amen. This is what the Lord's doing, beloved. Christ! You've got the glory in your soul. Not to aim just at the glory, but to receive the Christ. Receive him like a bride receives her husband. Receive him as the most favoured person on earth. That's what grace is, the unmerited favour. That shows you've got the grace on you when you can stand up and receive him. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, you're mine, you're mine, Lord, you're mine. And then start to shine. Because your sin's gone, your bondages have gone, your fears have gone. Hallelujah. The dread's gone, the condemnation's gone. Hallelujah. Praise his name. If you've still got condemnation, it's because you've never received the Christ properly. Christ never was condemned. He knew better than let anybody condemn him. Praise him. It's him who comes in. Christ was never afraid. He never let anybody frighten him.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, God, this gospel is tremendous. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was raised again the third day according to the scriptures. Amen. After that he was seen, you see. Didn't say after that he ascended to heaven. See, everybody wants to go straight to heaven. See? It isn't a matter of heaven and hell. He says after that he was seen. After that he was seen. And then he was seen. And then he was seen. And then he was seen. And he said, then he was seen, and then he was seen, and then he was seen. Glory. He's got to be seen in you.
Amen.
People want to see him. They just don't want to hear about him. Got to see him. Then he was seen. Then he was seen. Never seen before that. Nobody ever saw him before that. Says, no, don't be stupid. He lived for 33 years on the earth. Nobody ever saw him. They said, we would see Jesus. That's what they said. Then he was seen. Then he was seen. Then he was seen. Glory. See, that's what it is. You got it, Liz. You look like it. That's the truth. That's the gospel. Who else has got it?
Amen.
Let me look at your face. I'll soon tell you.
Although you might have been up late last night.
Or been sick.
But if you've been sick, the sickness can depart now, if you'll believe him.
Praise God, let him. Him come.
He's the one. Mm. Christ. You say, Mr. North preached salvation. No, I didn't. I preached Christ. Well, I got saved. Well, that's what's supposed to happen when Christ is preached.
Amen.
That's what he comes for. They'll all get saved in Africa where you go, brother, if you minister Christ. Do you believe that? I do too. Minister him. That's a lifetime work.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got them. That's what will happen in Bradford, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.